never ever shop in the city centre. I always go to Monk's Cross. Mainly, car parking is too expensive, way, way more expensive than anywhere else in Yorkshire, and the buses are way too expensive. And I think that the John Lewis would certainly attract visitors to York.
The quality shops in York, I don't think it will harm them at all. The convenience of having a shop like Mark Spencer and John Lewis out at Monk's Cross, I think, would be a great advantage, because you can get a car park close to them, and if you have any heavy goods to carry, it's much, much easier than trying to do it from the city centre.
It seems to me that they want to sacrifice the city for a stadium. And because everybody at the moment is all caught up with football fever, you know, I mean, York's doing really well. They're down in Wembley twice, and this is all wonderful, and they want a big stadium and everything else. But what about the city centre? How many people really care? It's so sad that they don't care about the city and the long-term future of the city, because, I mean, the stadium, if the club don't do well and things like this, is going to cost money. I mean, it's going to cost upkeep. Another John Lewis store, OK, it's great to have John Lewis here, but it's just another big store. And what we should be doing is we should be looking at the city centre, should be looking at the state of it at the moment, trying to get the shops that have closed down to open and look at the problems there, and look at actually redeveloping some of the area in the city centre to bring jobs into there and to encourage people into the city, which is so beautiful.
I think that the big department stores in town are very tired. I think dated probably mid-80s and have stuck there. If they were replaced by the likes of Harvey Nichols or Selfridges and still have the competition of John Lewis out at Monk's Cross, there would still be a big draw to stay in town.